Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. It's a tumultuous time in our world. We are disagreeing about everything. Should he stay? Should he go? Should she stay? Should she go? But I have something that's going to unite us all, Kennedy.
Yes.
Our love and hate for music.
You are entering Carson and Kennedy's judgment zone. Friday morning means new music in need of judgment. Will Carson love it? Will Kennedy hate it? Will Dan dismiss it? Will Annie be here for it? Let's find out and enter into Carson and Kennedy's judgment zone.
J.P. Sachs and Maren Morris are up first. The song is called Line by Line. The Grammy nominees team up for a new love song. Of course, it's not the first time they've collaborated. Maren actually co-wrote J.P. Sachs's hit with Julia Michaels, If the World Was Ending.
Oh.
That is up for a Grammy for Song of the Year. Maren shared that they wrote and recorded this song in just an hour and a half. So J.P. Sachs, Maren Morris, this is called Line by Line.
Love too big for a love song. If I try to sum it up, I'd work it wrong. Sometimes if it don't sound right, apologize, I just said it cause it rhymes. 4 chords, 3 minutes, it never fit in it, so I just take you line by line. I'll be writing about you for the rest of my life.
What do you think, Kennedy?
I think I don't need another slow song from J.P. Sachs. But it's a very beautiful song. It really is pretty.
So I felt that way, too, because the beginning of the song is J.P. Sachs, and he has the best voice. He really does.
Yeah, it really Maren's, is a beautiful song.
Maren's verse got me way more into it, just because her voice has more power to it. And I think I'm a little biased, because I love Maren's relationship with her husband, and you can just feel that how much she loves him.
Yeah. Mm.
So that's what I think of when I hear this song, but I agree with you.
I always love when you get a new perspective on a song, because I feel like every story has been written, every way to write a song has been written.
Yeah.
So when you get something new and he's talking about writing about someone for the rest of his life, I was like, well, that's really clever. It's inside of his world, and I appreciate it.
I just wish there was a little more punch to it.
Little oomph.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to hear J.P. Sachs with a beat.
Yeah.
You know who's on nobody's workout list is J.P. Sachs. He's not on anyone's workout playlist.
But that's imagine okay, me deadlifting.
Dan. That's okay, Dan. Tim McGraw and Tyler Hubbard have a new song. It's called Undivided. So the two country stars joined forces for their politically fueled anthem about unifying the country. Despite the parallels between the lyrics of the song and the Capitol riots, Tyler says he wrote this song after testing positive for COVID-19 before that incident actually happened. Now, Tyler's other half of Florida Georgia Line, Brian Kelly, of course, he's been vocal in support of Trump. So will this tear their relationship apart? Tim McGraw, Tyler Hubbard, get your lips working, Carson. This is called Undivided.
I think it's time to come together, you and I, to make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody. Oh, yeah. Undivided. Oh, yeah.
That is a good two-stepping song right there.
Mm-hmm.
That is some two-stepping music right there. I remember when I lived stationed, you know, overseas, and we go to the NCO club and country nights were huge.
100% Carson.
Like 100%. That song right there. That
Stan and I learned a two-step for our wedding.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Practice in my dad's basement.
I could just see, like, on a military base, that song would be playing, and it would just get, you know, like everybody would run to the dance floor for that song.
The words are lovely.
They're awesome.
It's a sentiment that I think we can all get behind.
Yes. I would never listen to that song again, but I like it. I like what they did. Good job.
But I love the words.
So we played this song the other day briefly because it has become such a breakout hit, but I wanted to revisit it because of the story behind the song. And she's such a young woman and kind of coming out of nowhere for most people, although she is a star on TV. Her name is Olivia Rodrigo. The song is called Driver's License. 17 years old, she's breaking records. Spotify shared that it is the most streamed song in a day ever. Wow. Olivia said that she recorded Driver's License after listening to sad songs in her car, having a good cry while driving around. It is the teenage heartbreak anthem that we can all relate to. And she was on a Disney show, right? She's on the High School Musical, the series
right. that I watched. And I will dive into that if you guys really want me to.
Okay, here it is. Driver's License from Olivia Rodrigo.
It's so good.
It's so good. It's
I'm a 17-year-old girl today, Dan.
Who hurt this girl? Who? I will find them.
It was the star, the boy star of the show she was dating, right?
She was dating her co-star, Joshua Bassett, and he released a song a couple years ago or whatever about her. They were dating, just like a nice, you know, little corny love song. And they broke up, and now it's alleged that he is with another Disney star, her name's Sabrina Carpenter, who is blonde. So in the song, Olivia Rodrigo says, "I bet you're with that blonde girl." That's caused a whole tizzy in the TikTok world, let me tell you.
He's not good enough for Olivia.
No. Nobody is. Nobody is, Dan.
Go watch the video, too. The video is actually really good. Her driving in the car, driving by his house.
To be able to do that at 17 is incredible.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
All right, here's our last one for New Music Friday inside the Judgment Zone. The Foo Fighters, Waiting on a War. It is to celebrate Dave Grohl's 52nd trip around the sun. The new song is off the band's upcoming album. We're supposed to get that on February 5th. It's called Medicine at Midnight. Dave said the inspiration behind the song was a heavy conversation they actually had with his daughter about the threat of war in today's world. Waiting on a War, this is the Foo Fighters. Man, I don't know.
Sounds like the Foo Fighters.
It's heavy. It's heavy.
I love him so much.
Yeah. It's heavy,
and I
though.
Enjoy all the things that he does, but there was only 10 words there.
All right. Well, it's just heavy. You know, I've had conversations with my son over the past couple of weeks with everything
sure.
that's going on.
Yeah.
So that song, like, hits me in a spot. Yeah. I mean, I love the Foo Fighters anyway,
right.
but it's just something that I can so relate to right now. It's so difficult to have these conversations with my son at such a young age.
I can't imagine having to talk to a 10-year-old about people storming a Capitol.
Yeah.
And stuff. So,
and you can't
ignore
these things.
Sometimes music can help you tell a story.
Right.
And
absolutely.
Maybe that can be helpful. That's awesome. Mm.
All right. So there are the songs inside the Judgment Zone. J.P. Sachs and Maren Morris, Line by Line. Tyler Hubbard with Tim McGraw, Undivided. Olivia Rodrigo's Driver's License. And the Foo Fighters, Waiting on a War.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.